It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
So what were you doing this past March 16th? Were you gallivanting around to different Irish pubs with your friends? Were you quoting incessantly Boondock Saints and Rudy? Or were you in Ballston Spa, New York at the Ballston Area Community Center for the first time ever event, M3Con? Well, that's where I was, folks, and I gotta say, what an incredible event this whole day of professional wrestling was, presented by In Your Face Wrestling. The convention during the day, M3Con, was so much fun, so much great stuff there to experience. Comic books, collectibles, all kinds of great stuff going on there. We thank all the great people at GoGetThemFigures.com. We thank the great people at Just Pro Wrestling and everyone else involved with the convention during the day. It was tremendous. But I want to talk more about Memories, Moments of Mayhem 2013 at the Ballston Area Community Center. You know, it's so hard for me to say this, folks, but it just seems so right that every time IYFW comes back to Ballston Spa, the shows just seem to get better and better and better, and this night was no different. So let's run it down. Let's talk about every match that took place this night. First of all, we started out with a lovely tribute to Paul Bearer, a nice 10-bell salute at the beginning. It was put on by Secretary of Event Content Ivana Leach, and it was very nicely done. And after that wonderful tribute, it was time to get into the action. We started off with the In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Championships on the line as the current champions, Team RPG, with Lindsay Lynn in their corner against former champions, Pure Dynamite. They were out to prove that the January 19th loss was a fluke. Well, unfortunately for Pure Dynamite, Team RPG proved that it wasn't a fluke and were able to walk out once again In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Champions. However, this would not be the only time we would see Pure Dynamite on this evening. Next up, we would see the leader of Blood Money, the self-proclaimed tag team wrestling expert, the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale, go one-on-one with three-time IYFW Tag Team Champion, the Northern Stud. I gotta say, this was a great wrestling matchup between these two men, and it seemed like things were gonna go in the Northern Stud's way, but as always, Scott Scarsdale had a little trick up his sleeve, or you might say a hook of the tights, and the 1-2-3 went down. Scott Scarsdale comes out victorious in that matchup. The third match on the card would see two former tag team partners do battle as Good Lord Willing would take on Etana. Willing tried with everything he had to fight the Shabazz Tribe Warrior, but the nearly 400-pound individual would just seem to be too much for Good Lord Willing to handle. And when all seemed grim, when Good Lord Willing's night seemed to be over, who would appear unexpectedly but the Boogeyman? He would make his way to the ring and would lull Etana into a trance, causing him to black out. And this would give Willing the opportunity to get on top, get the 1-2-3, and claim victory over his former partner. The Boogeyman was not through making his appearances, though, in just this contest. And then we would go on to the first time ever an 8-man elimination match of Survival. It would be JP Black's team, or should I say Team Do or Die. Yes, every member of JP Black's team, a student of his. It was the Savage Wolves, CJ Scott and Damon Ravage. Also, two men we have not seen in IYFW in some time, Kyler Jones and Josh Jordan. They rounded out this team against Drake Evans' team of himself, Northern Fury, and Jamar Magic Justice returning to IYFW. We did not see Jamar in January, but he was here to support his trainer, Drake Evans, in this tag team battle. A great matchup. I can't put words on it right now, folks, because there was so much action going on in this one. You're definitely going to want to check it out when this becomes available on DVD home release. But in the end, Sergeant Fury would get the victory for Drake's team in this match, but his victory will be short-lived as CJ Scott and the rest of Team Do or Die, who had been eliminated earlier in the contest, came back out and took him out. Drake's team, of course, followed suit to make sure no more damage was done, but it was made perfectly clear in my eyes that the war is far from over between the Dark Pony and the IYFW icon. Then it would be time to see the IYFW New Breed Championship defended as Mr. Maple Leaf Ricky Williams, representing Blood Money, would defend against the former champion Liam McFerrin. This was the rubber match between these two men, and in this contest, if Ricky Williams was disqualified or counted out, he would lose the championship, and there were several instances where that seemed that would take place. However, Ricky Williams would fight back. He would be able to avoid the DQs and the countouts, but he could not avoid the brutal Irish Lariat of Liam McFerrin, and 1-2-3 went down, and Liam McFerrin once again is the In Your Face Wrestling New Breed Champion. Well, it would now be time for the matchup we heard a lot about, the Shaft Bobby Ocean against the Boogeyman. In fact, the Boogeyman was coming to Memories, Moments, and Mayhem specifically to take on the Shaft Bobby Ocean. Well, this match that was scheduled never took place. Why? Because once Bobby Ocean was introduced, Pure Dynamite would make their next appearance on the event. They completely roughshodded the matchup, went to the ring with mic in hand, started berating the Shaft Bobby Ocean, and proceeded to double team him. Bobby Ocean is a fighter. He would not lay down. He would try to fight back constantly, but the two-on-one attack was too much for him to handle. And when all seemed it was going to go down for Pure Dynamite to take Bobby Ocean out, the Boogeyman would make himself known. Well, Pure Dynamite tried to befriend Boogeyman, saying, "Hey, here he is. We softened him up for you." But Boogeyman would not have it. He would then grab a hold of Pure Dynamite. He would pitch Chuck deep to Bobby Ocean, and Boogeyman focused on Bad Brad Wesley. Wesley tried to fight the Boogeyman off, but there was no fighting off the walking nightmare that is the Boogeyman. Boogeyman would take Brad down, Bobby Ocean would take out Chuck Deep, and yes, the worms, as much as it pains me to say it, were flying in Ballston Spa. That's all I'm going to say, folks. You paint that picture all you want. I saw it with my own two eyes, and it was, well, it was disgusting. But you're going to have to wait to check it out on DVD. So the match never took place, but the fans were chanting Boogeyman's name and celebrating him when that event was over. And now it will be time to see the longest reigning IYFW champion in history, Pierre the Beast Vachon, take on the former WWE Cruiserweight Champion and ECW World Tag Team Champion, Nunzio. This was a great matchup between these two men. It looked like it could go either way. And in the end, referee Tony Constantino would go down, and Pierre Vachon would resort to those old tactics of grabbing some brass knuckles. But Nunzio, being the veteran, he's seen this kind of stuff before and was able to get the knucks away from Vachon. However, Constantino revived in time to see Nunzio with the brass knuckles and disqualified him. This did not go over well with anybody in Ballston Spa that night, especially with Nunzio, who grabbed referee Tony Constantino and took him out with the Maritato. And in an unprecedented turn of events, Nunzio called a young fan into the ring to count three as he pinned Tony Constantino. Unbelievable. Never seen it before. It was an amazing experience, and that young man, I'm sure, is going to remember that for a long, long time. But the record books will state that Pierre Vachon has a DQ victory over Nunzio. What will this mean now for the Beast's future in IYFW? And now we can talk about the tag team main event. What a matchup this was. The Pillar, Roman Dominguez, and the current co-holder of the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships, Bobby Fish, against the current In-Your-Face Wrestling Champion, the Mighty Franz Roddy, and the former WWE Intercontinental, United States, and Tag Team Champion, Shelton Benjamin. And don't forget, Shelton Benjamin is also a former ROH World Tag Team Champion. This was a match where we definitely saw the Pillar step up his game, Franz Roddy step up his game, Bobby Fish, Shelton Benjamin looking as great as ever, and in the end, the Pillar would lock in the Sofoco submission on the champion Franz Roddy and make him pass out. The arm would drop three times, and it would be over. The victory goes to the Pillar and Bobby Fish, and you can imagine what this means. It means Dominguez has already been talking to the board of directors, the championship committee, Secretary Leach. He now says he deserves his title shot. He wants his shot at the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. When is he going to get it? Is he going to get it the next event? We don't know. When is that next event, you might ask? It's going to be on Saturday night, May the 4th. It's been announced here at this website. It's going to be the most unique wrestling event you've ever been a part of, folks. It's not just about pro wrestling this night. It's about sci-fi fandom. It is Star Wars Day, and IYFW will celebrate. May the 4th be with you. I cannot wait for this event. You can get your tickets for this show here at this website. But just to go back to Memories, Moments, and Mayhem again, an incredible night, an incredible event. From top to bottom, it was just an amazing electricity in Ballston Spa that night. We sincerely thank, again, the Boogeyman. We thank Nunzio. We thank Shelton Benjamin. We thank all the great competitors, all the ring crew, announcers, referees, everybody who was a part of this event that made it happen. You should all be very proud of yourselves. And we thank the great fans of Ballston Spa coming out to support us during the convention and the event itself. Well, that's all that needs to be said about Memories, Moments, and Mayhem. That's going to be available at this website on DVD very soon. And I have one more thing to mention here on the interface. This will be the last time you will be hearing this voice on the interface. Yes, it's time for Joey LaRocque to step away from this venue. I will be focusing more on the DVD commentary and doing other things behind the scenes. A whole new interface will be coming soon to In Your Face Wrestling. You're going to want to keep track of us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and you're going to find out about it very, very soon. The changes that will be happening, the new people who will be hosting, and yes, I said people, and all kinds of other stuff going on behind the scenes. So I want to thank you all very much for listening to this area here, the interface. I thank you all very much for the great support I've gotten, and I wish the future hosts of this show all the best. So thank you, fans, very, very much for your time. Thank you for supporting In Your Face Wrestling. Thank you for supporting the premier wrestling promotion in the capital region, IYFW. For IYFWrestling.com and the interface, this is and has been Joey LaRocque.